This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New oral AML treatment shows promise for older patients in FDA trial. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakad, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A new all-oral drug combination for older patients with acute myeloid leukemia AML has demonstrated effectiveness as an alternative to current intravenous treatments, potentially eliminating the need for monthly hospital visits, according to the ASCERTAIN-V clinical trial. The trial showed that combining two oral medications, decitabine-cedazuridine and venetoclax, achieved strong response rates and survival outcomes in elderly AML patients. Key takeaways: all-oral AML treatment combination shows effectiveness as alternative to IV therapy in ASCERTAIN-V phase 2 trial. Treatment could allow older patients to avoid monthly hospital visits for intravenous treatments. Trial led by Weill Cornell Medicine, New York Presbyterian, Yale University, and MD Anderson Cancer Center. Study at a glance. Two pills oral medications in new treatment regimen. AML treatment burden comparison. Current IV therapy versus new oral combination for older patients. Monthly hospital visits. Current. Two oral pills. New option. Home treatment location. Source: ASCERTAIN-V Trial, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News Breakthrough for Elderly Cancer Patients. The ASCERTAIN-V Trial, led by researchers at Weill Cornell Medicine, New York Presbyterian, Yale University, and MD Anderson Cancer Center, represents an advance in AML treatment for older adults. Current standard therapy requires patients to travel repeatedly to medical facilities for intravenous drug administration. The oral combination therapy consists of decitabine-cedazuridine paired with venetoclax. This approach could transform care delivery for elderly AML patients. Clinical trial results show promise. The International Phase 1 Phase 2 trial demonstrated that the all-oral regimen achieved strong response rates and survival outcomes, according to the ASCERTAIN-V research team. The trial showed the treatment could serve as an effective alternative to current intravenous treatments. Patients in the study took the oral medication combination, eliminating the need for repeated IV infusions that typically require hospital or office visits. The National Cancer Institute notes that AML treatment burden is particularly challenging for elderly patients. Implications for cancer care delivery. The oral treatment approach addresses challenges in AML care, particularly for patients who face barriers with current intravenous treatment requirements. Traditional treatment requires repeated hospital or office visits for intravenous administration, as noted in the ASCERTAIN-V trial findings. The ASCERTAIN-V study builds on research into oral formulations of cancer drugs for elderly patients who typically struggle with intensive treatment regimens. The all-oral drug combination for older AML patients demonstrated effectiveness as an alternative to current intravenous treatments while eliminating repeated hospital visits. ASCERTAIN trial findings, Weill Cornell Medicine-led research team. Clinical trial results, 2026. What this means for patients. Older AML patients may have access to oral treatment that could reduce travel burden for repeated infusions. For clinicians, oral AML therapy could provide alternative to current standard requiring repeated hospital or office visits. For policymakers, home-based oral therapy could improve treatment access for patients facing barriers with current intravenous requirements. Frequently asked questions: how effective is the new oral AML treatment compared to IV therapy? The ASCERTAIN-V trial showed that the oral combination achieved strong response rates and survival outcomes. The two-pill regimen of decitabine, cedazuridine, and venetoclax demonstrated effectiveness as an alternative to current intravenous treatments in older patients. Which patients would be eligible for this oral treatment? The treatment was studied in the ASCERTAIN-V trial, specifically in older patients with acute myeloid leukemia, who typically struggle with intensive treatment regimens. Final eligibility criteria will depend on regulatory approval and clinical guidelines. When might this oral treatment become available to patients? The treatment is currently in clinical trials, with the ASCERTAIN-V study providing phase 2 evidence. Availability will depend on completion of further studies and regulatory approval processes. The ASCERTAIN-V trial findings suggest that oral AML therapy in elderly patients could provide an alternative to current treatments requiring repeated hospital or office visits for intravenous administration. Source: FDA-approved oral AML therapy could let older patients avoid monthly infusion visits.